This is your radio home for New York Rangers hockey.
But it's a Fox Sports North!
WEPN-FM, New York. A Good Karma Brands radio station.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
It's brought to you by our friends tonight over at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise.
Come get some!
Yeah!
I'd like to start off on this very, very important ENN. No ENN like a WrestleMania Friday ENN, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially after the Yankees just had a 3-0 home opening shutout, which hasn't happened in like 50 years. That's when you know it's big. We start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Now that I'm here, please do what you should have been doing before.
And good evening to Don.
I don't know, maybe I'm like 30 minutes from the epicenter. I say it like EpiPen.
And good evening to Don.
I was slop. I made all kinds of things work.
And good evening to myself. All of a sudden, she was twerking in bed. Mm. And good evening to Richard.
Between him, they're over 160 years old.
Who was he talking about?
John and Susan.
Semi-sweet chocolate morsel.
Then we say good evening to the caller.
I went right to the baseball encyclopedia.
And good evening to the other caller.
His name is Michael.
That might be something. Anthony, did you get the other drop of Don that I thought you and I were on the same page on, but we didn't discuss?
I guess not.
When Michael mentioned seeing 150 fans and Don, what was the word he used under his breath?
All morons.
All morons.
But he was wrong.
He didn't even write.
I need you to go get it. I don't know. Don didn't know where the story was going, and he just jumped right to all morons.
Because I thought he was going to say that everybody had the name on the back.
No, I mean, they're coming around.
I think I want to have a positive influence on the fan base.
I think you are, Don. Generally speaking, I think you really are.
So it's EpiPen epicenter.
That's right.
Right, okay.
I'm going to miss doing this show.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
It's the weekend, right? Just a couple of days, right?
Yeah, just a couple of days I'll miss, yeah.
That is so unfortunate. We're going to miss you, Michael. We didn't know you were going anywhere.
For 2 days, there's no show, unless you want to throw together a podcast.
You're talking about the weekend.
Yeah.
Sure. All
right. Michael will never throw together a podcast. That's when I know the world's coming to an end, when Michael's promoting his podcast.
Oh, Michael announces podcast. Well,
I'll tell you what, there are a lot of signs, though, that these are close to the end days.
Yeah. Oh.
Today wasn't a great day.
No.
And then you got a total eclipse of the sun.
And the heart.
Which we've seen a bunch of people tweet, Michael. Like, the whole thing itself is like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, but the actual really dark, the totality is like 2.5 minutes.
Right, but I don't think you should be looking at the sun during those 2 hours.
Well, that's probably why they moved the game from 2 to 6.
But my point is
they should have known. Well, they're giving away T-shirts, Eclipse T-shirts.
Wow.
On Monday. Right.
Yeah, I'd probably prefer they give away, like, sunglasses than the T-shirt. You know what I mean?
What are they called, Don, again? Yo-yo sunglasses? Yo-yo glasses?
Yeah, exactly, yo-yo glasses.
Yeah, and you know, Nancy bought some. We're all ready.
Oh, she got glasses to look?
Yes.
But the sad part is, you know, people are going to damage their eyes, because if you tell people don't look at it, they'll look at it.
But this is how you, like... Then you get what you get, right? If you're that stupid, then go ahead. By all means, enjoy yourself.
Peter, you conducting mass later? I see you're wearing all black.
It's a tuxedo. I'm going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh. Are you going in the Hall of Fame, or are you just attending?
You think I'm going into the Hall of Fame?
You should.
Could that day come?
It will come.
I'll have to go to another. There'll have to be another stage of my career that we haven't gotten to yet.
Like, you have to actually wrestle?
No, I don't even, not that, because there are plenty of people in the Hall of Fame who never wrestled.
What did Ali do to get in?
Oh, my. Well, he, first of all, was the guest referee in WrestleMania 1, which was a huge deal. In the tag match in WrestleMania 1, Ali was a focal point of that. Not to mention he famously had a match with Antonio Inoki. You remember? You don't remember that? That he had like
that,
a wrestling
that ended
match?
Up hurting him a lot, hurting his legs.
Yeah,
because like the wrestler kept kicking him in the legs.
Yeah, so he actually he was a huge fan. So the War of the Worlds was his big match with Antonio Inoki in Tokyo.
And that was a WWF event?
No, it wasn't.
Just a wrestling event.
Just a big wrestling event, but 32,000 people. It was also broadcast, guys, on closed-circuit television to nearly 33,000 fans. Where?
33.
Shea Stadium.
Oh, wow.
On closed-circuit, yeah.
You know what I stumbled upon like a couple of afternoons ago, getting ready to leave for work, and almost made me late for work? When We Were Kings, the documentary.
Oh,
That's epic. You ever see that, Michael?
I think I have seen it. Yes, it was great.
It is really. It goes back to, I think, 96. It is a terrific documentary.
Okay, so not to alarm everyone.
Okay.
But they're saying that what you just felt was not an aftershock, but a 4.0 Richter scale earthquake in what town in New Jersey, Anthony?
Gladstone, New Jersey.
Gladstone. Is where
so this is another earthquake?
That's what they're saying, that it was another small earthquake.
Whew.
So how do you know the difference between an aftershock and another earthquake? I guess because it's a different location, but
or
it's the
maybe
same
the
fault.
Severity of it.
Wow.
Let's see, I mean, and if I was really, on the, pessimistic side, I would say, wouldn't this be the perfect setup to like these are both little ones because then a big one's gonna actually hit?
Does it work that way?
I don't know.
Now this is around the same area as the original. So I don't know the difference. They know.
Is that close to your house?
I'm 27 minutes away. I just looked it up.
Michael,
but I didn't feel anything.
Michael, you didn't know that Ramapo was responsible for earthquakes, did you?
I had no idea.
Yeah. What's it called, Don? The Ramapo fault line?
Yeah.
Literally?
Yeah.
Michael, could you believe there's a Ramapo fault line?
Well, that's
I've got so many lines, I'm not going to say it. So, I can believe it. There are probably 150 people wearing Yankee jerseys.
Morons.
Anthony, I heard
you really should
special.
Take that back, Don, because
it wasn't even accurate.
Yeah, because I thought he was going to say wearing with the name on the back, and then I would stand by it. But now, so that you should get rid of that drop because it's going to make
that's
people
how,
think
that's
I'm calling
how,
Yankee fan. Listen, out of context, funny, out of context, making somebody look stupid, that's all up for grabs. Out of context where you're sending the wrong message, where now I can get Yankee fans mad at me because they think I'm calling Yankee fans morons. No, if I have any say, that's got to be deleted from the system.
I didn't cut it to begin with.
So 13 minutes ago after the second earthquake, the Empire State Building sent out a tweet, I am still fine.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Thank God Almighty. I mean, did you guys see the horrible images earlier this week from the tsunami and earthquake that followed?
Yeah.
That was terrifying. What are we all doing? You know what?
What does that mean, Anthony? Is it an aftershock or is it an earthquake?
Well, it's both. It's an aftershock earthquake. It is a 4.0 magnitude earthquake, which on the USGS you can actually see and track. The smaller 2 magnitude earthquakes or lower that some people in Jersey felt in the hours after the original earthquake wasn't on the USGS's website. I'm seeing this as a 4.0, but people are saying it is an aftershock.
That's what an aftershock would be.
But 4.0 is a pretty strong aftershock.
But I had thought the news that I got earlier was that any aftershock would probably be less than 3.0. So it's odd that it was that strong. But
listen, I'll tell you a couple things we know on this show. Eclipses and earthquakes. These are the things you learn about when you listen to this program.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Listen to how depressed Gary Cohen is about the state of everything. This is on SNL.
Nobody in the ballpark. 1-5. Hitless through 7. Feels like rock bottom.
No. Now, I got to tell you something. And I'm this is a difficult thing for me to talk about because I'm a big fan of Gary's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go.
This is game 5. And I'm telling you, I'm allowed to say what I want on the air.
It was
game 6. They were 0-5. It was in the 7th inning of game 6.
Right.
If I said that, maybe I'm being dramatic here, there's a chance somebody would come into the booth and tase me and remove me. You are the spokesman for the team. And I'm not saying you have to be a cheerleader, but you're burying the team in the 6th game of the year. What if they win 20 in a row?
Well, I was in.
How's that going to age?
Now, I don't know. Maybe somebody could tell me. I need to know the context of what that was said, because what's said before and what's said after I think is important.
I think the context was they were shut out or they no-hit for 13 innings.
But if the next thing he said was, but, you know, it's only game 6 and let's remember 2005. Like, he might.
I don't think he said that.
I don't know. Listen, it's been a bad couple of days. You saw what went viral when he, like, rolled his eyes or made the face that he was out there announcing the game being postponed.
And also, he was – I don't know if you heard this, but yesterday he was, like, kind of lamenting that he wasn't calling Seton Hall's NIT game.
What do you mean?
Because
– like, he's the Seton Hall radio announcer, and they won the NIT. And he was, like, lamenting why he's not there. You're the Met announcer. So what if Seton Hall wins the NIT?
But that also could have been just circumstances because of the fact that that was supposed to be an off day. So he's probably looking when they said they were going to the NIT, he's probably thinking, perfect. You know, if they get to the championship, it's on an off day. And then it just turned out that not only is there one game, they got to make up 2 games. So that could just be lamenting the situation, not killing the Mets. But that cut would have gotten – listen, if I said that during a Ranger game, I'm getting called in. I think he might have gotten called in.
Well, no, but I don't think he will. You know why? Because Gary's in a perfect situation for many reasons. He's widely respected, right, as he should be.
Mm-hmm.
The Met fans love him, as they should. He works for SNY, which is not at all affiliated with the Mets anymore. Steve Cohen could be really angry. Everybody in the Mets could be really angry. They can't do anything. They don't have any say on him.
But we've all been in the situation. There is still a partnership.
Oh, you know, I get it, but what are they going to do? The Wilpons own SNY, not Steve Cohen.
I understand.
But, the Yankees own, yes.
Right.
You were a spokesman for a pizzeria, right? And you stood outside the pizzeria and said, this stinks. This is awful. This is rock bottom pizza. The guy would fire you. If I said, and again, I am given incredible latitude, more so than anybody thinks. Everybody, the Raceman came up with Al Yank Zero or whatever. I'm allowed to say whatever I want. But if you go really far over the edge, you're going to hear it.
But I'm sure there's a relationship between SNY and the Mets.
No, there's not.
Well, but they're obviously in a partnership.
No, they're not.
Well, they're airing
SNY
their games.
Pays the Mets a fee to broadcast their games.
Right, but they're in a partnership.
But what's the partnership?
That they get paid to air the games, right?
Right, so, but they don't have say over the announcer once the announcer's hired.
But you don't think that Steve Cohen can make a phone call and say, I don't appreciate him talking about our team? Now, what's the answer going to be? All right, we'll talk to him, or that tough?
I don't know. It's a great question.
I would sure it'd probably be, all right, we'll talk to him. Now, they might talk to him on the square and say, listen, try to dial it down, Gary. And listen, Gary's a huge Met guy. I'm sure he felt bad about the way it came across. I'm sure he doesn't want to be that guy.
But he was that guy in the series. During the rain delay, he looked like miserable that he was there. That look on his face was like very telling. And then he declared rock bottom in the 7th inning of game 6. He's a tremendous announcer, but you are really, really tempting fate by doing stuff like that. This is going to be a rough year for the Mets. I think if anybody's expecting anything different, including Gary, they're going to be really disappointed. This is not a great team.
But still, but he was describing how every Met fan felt.
That's true, and that's why I think he has that firewall. But also, when you're an announcer for a team, do you want people to shut off the TV in the seventh inning? You just said it's rock bottom.
But also, you could bring up the building empty. The building would be empty for anybody. It would be empty for the Yankees. If you had a doubleheader that wasn't even scheduled, an off day, then the second game, you're not going to have many people in the building, okay? So that's just that.
Right. It wasn't an indicator of anything.
And it's freezing cold outside.
He was trying to describe a feeling, though, and I get the feeling. But you mentioned Seton Hall. Hey, they beat Indiana State to win the NIT title. Let me tell you, Richard from Manhattan was very excited about it.
Now, you mock it, right? Now,
I do.
And Peter has been on this from the get-go. But you played in it, so you might as well try to win it.
Sure.
I mean, if you're like St. John's, they didn't want to play in it. But Seton Hall said, all right, I'll take it. So, congratulations, you won.
And I think there's some value to it if players come back.
Yeah.
They played in a quote-unquote championship game.
It's not nothing.
It is not nothing. Guys, we are just like 40 minutes away from the big women's doubleheader tonight. Of course, at 9 o'clock, all eyes will be on Caitlin Clark in Iowa against UConn. Going to be a monster game. You guys think it beats the number from the other day?
I say no, but it's close. Just because it's
I say no because of the time. A little too late. That game was 7 o'clock.
Let's hear from Caitlin Clark on her competition tonight, the great Paige Buchers.
I think the coolest thing about Paige is how resilient she is. Obviously, she's kind of been dealt a tough hand, and, that girl only has positive things to say about her teammates and the way she carries herself on and off the court, the way she works hard, and none of that has changed, since I've known her since she was in middle school. She's always worked that same way. She's always had that fire. She's always been a great leader, and I really honestly couldn't be happier for her in the year that she's had, and the way she's led this team back to the Final Four when they've kind of been dealt a tough hand as a program and they never made excuses. And to me, I think that's something, you just really admire as a competitor more than anything. So I think it's really cool.
Major error by you, Peter. Major error. The U is silent. It's Paige Beckers.
Oh, no. Is that honest?
Yeah.
Is that honestly an error by me or a family?
Is it what?
An error by me or a family?
Oh, that's a deep cut. I don't know. Oh. But, it is, the way the name is pronounced, you messed it up.
That is shameful, especially considering she'll be the face of college basketball next year after Caitlin Clark.
You messed it up bad.
Yeah, no. That's going to be tough to get up from.
That would be like calling Ryan Rucco Ryan Rocco. I mean, really.
Well, I do call him Ruoco because I believe in pronouncing things the way they're spelled.
You like to say every letter, too. So you said Buekers.
But by the way, you know what? Don Brockward. It's almost, see, I do have a history.
See, he's got a history.
I have a history that backs me up. That's the thing.
Tom Thibodeau.
Hey, thank you very much. There's so much evidence to this. But by the way, they at some point just made up we're going with Beckers. They had to. They were just like, yeah, because there's no way. At best case, it's Bueckers. At best case. Here is Paige Bueckers on Caitlin Clark.
I know Caitlin, of course, we go way back Midwestern. We had a lot of battles in AAU and stuff like that. We played together on Team USA. I think she's just a competitor. She wants to win. She has just intangibles of the game. She knows how to play, a great IQ. But I think the biggest thing about her is she competes, and she's just a winner. She wants to win at all costs. So I know going into that, it'll be a great matchup, but I'm excited. It's great for the game, and to be at this level on this high of stakes, to see where we were in AAU competing against each other, it's just really cool to see.
That is Paige Bueckers.
Beckers.
Let's move on to Drop Madness. The final has been set, and Michael, unfortunately for us, shot went wide, says goodbye.
Shame.
Cut his fat ass!
Screaming Don. It's such a cheap crutch for everybody.
53-47, cut his fat ass onto the final. But a surprise. It will not be up against another yelling Don, because guess what?
You know what?
Griffin is into the final of Drop Madness. You know what versus cut his fat, you know what. And we'll do it all on Monday, the same day as the Men's National Championship. That will do it for ENN, brought to you by our friends over at Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge and Jeep Power Shot Day sales event.
See? Print, Godsmack. Godsmack.
The print cut off, and I don't have the end of the read.
Oh, Daniel Craig, take us out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.